From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said Friday President Donald Trump is still weighing options in response to a suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria that Washington believes President Bashar al-Assad carried out.
Our president has not yet made a decision about possible actions in Syria. But should the United States and our allies decide to act in Syria, it will be in defense of a principle on which we all agree. It will be in defense of a bedrock international norm that benefits all nations.
At least 40 people were killed, hundreds sickened in last week's attack. Meanwhile, the State Department's Heather Nauert responds to questions from the media who asked her to elaborate on reports out of Russia that say that Britain staged the Syria chemical weapons attack.
We've seen a long history of the Russian government sow discord, whether it's in our own election process, other countries. We see it through state-sponsored disinformation campaigns. We see what happened today at the UN Security Council, where they try to completely change the story when the facts become just a little too inconvenient for them.
Violence broke out along the Gaza Strip Friday during Palestinian protests that resulted in more than 500 people being injured. The Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli troops used gunfire and tear gas to repel attempts for the Palestinians to cross the border fence separating the Palestinian-governed Gaza Strip from Israel. The protesters are demanding an end to the decade-old blockade and a return of Palestinian refugees to what is now Israel, where their ancestors lived before being forced to flee after the establishment of Israel in 1948. Israel repeatedly has ruled out any right of their return. This is VOA News. Trade in North Korea's nuclear and missile programs will be the key topics for Japan during U.S. President Donald Trump's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe next week.
Earlier this month, Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga spoke about his country's priorities for the Trump-Abe meeting, saying the North Korean missile issue will be high on the agenda. So will be trade.
We anticipate discussions on the importance of free trade, since that is of interest to us during the meeting.
Trump slapped aluminum and steel trade restrictions on Japan and others last month. Tokyo wants those restrictions lifted. Yuri Nagano for VOA News, Tokyo.
Taliban insurgents have assaulted a security outpost in western Afghanistan, killing at least 11 government security forces.
The Thursday night attack took place in Chindan District in the province of Herat, which borders Iran. The district governor told VOA the insurgent raid also wounded 4 security personnel. The so-called Law and Order police post was manned by Afghan police personnel when it came under attack. The district chief of the Law and Order police contingent was among those slain. A Taliban spokesman claimed in a statement sent to the media that the attack in Chindan left more than 20 Afghan security personnel dead. It also said insurgents took away 4 armored military vehicles. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump Friday called former FBI Director James Comey an untruthful slimeball and said it was his great honor to fire Comey after learning details of Comey's memoir to be released next week.
Former FBI Director James Comey's new book, A Higher Loyalty, is been anticipated for weeks and months. The book is due out next week. The Associated Press purchased a copy. In our reviewing it, the FBI director spares very little in terms of his attacks on the president. He calls him unethical and untethered to truth. He often goes back to comparing it to a mob boss, that the president was sort of running a New York crime family in some ways.
In a turnaround, Uganda's government announced Friday it may take in 500 African asylum seekers from Israel. Israel wants to relocate thousands of Africans that it says entered Israel illegally. Uganda's State Minister for Relief, Disaster Preparedness and Refugees acknowledged that request. Scientists will leave their labs in March in Washington and more than 200 other cities around the world on Saturday, protesting government policies on issues from climate change to gun violence that they say ignore scientific evidence. It comes a year after the first ever march for science, 3 months into the Trump administration, when researchers fear that science would be pushed aside in the new president's administration. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.